From the City of Angels, near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be, across the nation, around the world, I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. Up next, pharmacist Ben Fuchs joins us from criticalhealthnews.com. Let's get a running start on setting another record. Slam the website. Hit it with your smartphone. Hit it with your desktop. criticalhealthnews.com, criticalhealthnews.com. And here's that toll-free number to call for assistance for people who are listening to the show, working with pharmacist Ben and Doc Wallach, taking notes, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and we're going to take calls in about 10, 15 minutes with pharmacist Ben. He, of course, is a registered pharmacist, nutritionist, cosmetic chemist. He's been compounding custom medications for years. He is one of the spokespeople for criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the website is that, criticalhealthnews.com, toll-free number 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. They have been with us for how many years now, Ben? I can't count them.
George, it's a long time. It's actually 6 years, 2015.
And how are you? Life good?
Good. Yeah, good to talk to you.
Good. Good to have you back. Lots of people have been emailing me saying, when's pharmacist Ben coming back? Get him back on. So here you are. We're going to take calls in a few moments as well with pharmacist Ben. What's the latest for building up our immunity during this mess?
You know, the good news about the building up your immunity and the latest is it's the same thing that's always been true.
Yep.
We overthink things when it comes to how we take care of our body, and we're obsessed with high technology. I remember a few years ago, I used to go to the medical library to do research. These days, you get everything on the internet. But back in the day, I would go to the medical library, and I was always amazed by how much information we had about how the body worked, about every little molecular interaction, all the different enzyme systems, all the different genetic genes and chromosomes, and the relationship between genetics and diseases. We had so much information, but we're so sick because we overthink things, George. Being healthy is not complicated. It's good things in, bad things out. It's as simple as that. Good things in mean good nutrition, quality foods. Bad things out mean staying away from toxicity. It's that simple. We have medicalized health, and health is not a medical issue. It's true that we get traumatized, we get hit by cars, and things drop on our heads, and we break our ankles and our legs, and that's where medicine excels. But when it comes to building our immune system, when it comes to helping the body adjust to the ups and downs, these are processes that have evolved over the course of billions of years. Can you imagine this? The body has been perfecting itself at the cellular level for billions of years. And the arrogance to think that through technology and through our ability to control biochemical systems that have been built into the body is so arrogant and it's so out of place. And it can't help us. There's nothing medicine can do to restore us back to health. While it can repair damage, that's true, not always, but a lot of the times, when it comes to our health, it's simple lifestyle. It's nutrition. It's movement. It's rest. And most importantly, it's breathing. I call this the fourfold square of health.
And de-stressing.
Relaxing, exactly. And it's not just relaxing, George, because if you relax too much, your adrenal glands shrivel up. So you don't want to relax too much. In fact, we don't even like to relax.
What is relaxing too much, though? What does that mean?
Relaxing too much, well, your body won't let you relax too much. Have you ever been stuck in bed where you can't get out of bed?
No,
that's awful.
Thank God, no.
Right? It's an awful thing. So we don't like to relax too much. We like activity, but we don't like overactivity. If we listen to our body, we'll see where that balance is between exercise or stimulation, if you will, and relaxation. We'll automatically rest when we need to rest, move when we need to move. It really comes down to listening to our bodies, honoring our bodies, paying attention to the signals that our body is sending us. When we take drugs, George, do you know what we're doing? We're telling our body to shut up. We're telling our body we don't want to hear from it. Our body sends pain to our digestive system to tell us we ate the wrong food. So we take a pill so we don't have to listen to that. Our gallbladder we feel pain in the gallbladder. We take out the gallbladder. We feel pain or we have some kind of symptom that we find unpleasant. We shut it up. what we want to understand is there's a wisdom that's built into our body, and you don't have to think too much to see this wisdom. How does our liver work? We don't know. How does our thyroid work? Can you control your thyroid? Can you control your liver?
And what's interesting is they're just organs and glands, but they all have their own function.
Isn't that amazing? And intelligence,
yeah,
and responsiveness. Isn't that amazing, George? We should be spending at least a couple of minutes a day thanking our intestine, paying attention to our digestive system, thinking about how amazing our immune system is. You know, I'm in the skin business, and the only time people pay attention to their skin is when a wrinkle shows up, or a dark spot.
Or a pimple.
But all of the beautiful things the skin does to protect us, to make hormones and to make vitamins, to generate heat, to strengthen the immune system, all the things that the skin does, we don't pay attention to it until we see a pimple. Same thing with our digestive system. We don't pay attention to how our intestine works until we feel a pain. We don't pay attention to our immune system until we get a cold. In fact, I've said this before in the program, one of the great things about this current health crisis is we're now starting to pay attention to our immune system. You know, 2 years ago, people didn't really even, a lot of people hadn't even heard the word immune system. Today we know about zinc. Today we know about vitamin C. Today we know about vitamin D, at least many people do, and that's because of what's happening in the world today. So I consider this health crisis that we're going through collectively to be kind of a good thing in this, or at least potentially a good thing, in the sense that it can wake us up to what we have. Now, we're being lulled back to sleep by the medical model. We're being lulled back to sleep by the idea that we can be vaccinated and we can be somehow medicalized with pharmaceuticals to protect ourselves from this kind of condition. But a lot of people are waking up to the idea that they got to change the way they eat, they got to change the way they live their lives, and they have to get on a good nutritional supplement program.
Without supplements, can we get this naturally?
Almost impossible.
That's what
In
I
fact,
thought.
I would say it's impossible. Our food is so corrupted from the ground up. You know, plants make nutrients. And when we eat plants, we get things like phytonutrients, adaptogens, vitamins, proteins. But guess where they all come from? They all come from minerals. Everything in a plant, all the nutrients in a piece of broccoli or a tomato or an eggplant or whatever vegetable you want to name, all the nutrients in that vegetable ultimately come from soil minerals.
Yep.
And this is something that Doc Wallach has been talking about for decades.
Yep, he sure has.
Right? He was on the forefront of understanding that soil depletion leads to nutritional deficiencies by causing plants to not be able to produce what they need to produce. This goes on up the food chain. Of course, the animals eat the plants, and the animals end up depleted, and then we eat the animals and the plants, and we end up depleted. So I would say it's impossible to get all the nutrients you need. Nutritional supplementation is the best insurance policy to assure that you're going to get all of the basic nutrients that you need. They used to tell you, sometimes you'll still hear physicians say, or I don't want to say physicians, but representatives of the mainstream say, oh, if you supplement, you're going to have healthy urine. Have you heard this?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
The idea is that you're going to urinate everything out. Well, good. If you're urinating,
your body keeps what it wants.
That's exactly right. You'll guarantee that you're getting what you need. This is the cheapest and most effective nutritional supplementation. It's the cheapest and most effective nutritional supplementation insurance policy that you could ever use.
Ben, how do you know if you're dehydrated?
Well, a lot of ways. The easiest way is by looking at your urine. When your urine is concentrated, that's pretty much, you can rest assured you're dehydrated. Another way is you can drink lots of water and see how you feel. You know, first thing
what
in the morning.
What about these pinching?
The what?
Technique, the pinching technique on your hand.
You have to be very dehydrated for that. By the time you can see it in your connective tissue, in your skin, for example, when you pinch, you're pretty darn dehydrated. But most people are subclinically dehydrated in the sense that it's not causing a severe problem yet, but they just wake up in the morning tired. You know, first thing in the morning, you're dehydrated because you've lost a lot of water through breathing. You know, when you breathe at night, you're actually losing water in your air, in your exhalation. Plus, if you go to the bathroom once or twice or even three times in the middle of the night, you wake up in the morning, you're dehydrated. One of the ways that you know you're dehydrated in the morning is you're going to feel tired. What do most people do? They go for the caffeine. They go for the coffee. Try first thing in the morning going for water, and not just water, but cold water, because cold water will speed up your metabolism. So go for three or four glasses of cold water. Drink them quickly. Drink them right away, one after another, and see if you feel energy. Most people will start to feel energy because the water will dilute the blood. You get more blood flowing to the brain, and you counteract the dehydration that occurs through the night. So that's another great way, is to see how you feel after you drink water. Do you know drinking water can help with things like back pain?
Oh, absolutely.
Right? So, I mean, there's so many things that drinking water can do, and this is what I'm talking about. Why are we reaching for the medicine? Why are we reaching for the drugs? Why are we reaching for intervention from science and technology when all it takes is little things like breathing and drinking water?
I got to tell you, Ben, I've been in St. Louis for 8 months. I'm back in Los Angeles now. When things started opening up, it's time to come back. But I had a great opportunity to see my kids and spend some time with them, much more than I have in a long time. And both of my daughters said to me, you know, sure, Dad, it's sure great to have you around and healthy. And they kept stressing that. Because they know that I'm a health nut, and I've given them that knowledge myself, but it's important.
How much do you think your conscientiousness about supplementation and about exercise and about eating right that you've done at least, I don't know, what, 30 or 40 years, George?
Well, and believe me, not every day do I want to do it, but I do.
How much has that helped you as you move on through time? How much has that helped?
I think tremendously.
Right? And you told me your mom was into it.
She's going to be 92.
Right? Exactly.
In a couple of weeks.
This is the most, to me, paying attention to how we live our lives in terms of nutritional supplementation and all of these strategies we're talking about with health is the single most important thing you can do to enjoy your life. Now, there's a lot of things we can do to enjoy our lives, but the single most important thing is to pay attention to your physical body. Because, George, no matter how much money you have, no matter how much wealth you have or abundance you have in your life, if you're not healthy, if you're not feeling good,
you got nothing.
Right? Exactly.
Ben, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and take phone calls with you next on Coast to Coast. Let's set a record, folks. Hit that website. Do me a favor and just slam it. CriticalHealthNews.com. You can also download the free app in your app store, CriticalHealthNews.com, and take advantage of that. They've got great information there, good clips and tidbits about your health. And again, that toll-free number to call, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO if you need some assistance. We will be back with your calls and pharmacist Ben Fuchs from CriticalHealthNews.com. We're going to begin taking calls with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from CriticalHealthNews.com, and we'll take calls next hour as well as we're talking about your health. Pharmacist Ben is with us every 6 weeks. As is Doc Wallach. They switch off every 3 weeks apiece, but every 6 weeks one of them pops up, and he's back, and it's his turn. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from CriticalHealthNews.com. We're going to take your calls this half hour and next hour as well. Tom is taking your text and tweets, too. And Ben, we're on the verge of setting another record with website hits for you.
I love it. And I'll tell you what. All the people who answer the phones at Critical Health News, not only are they incredibly knowledgeable.
Oh, my God.
Shout out to my friend Dr. Drew. They love talking about the longevity products because they know that when people start using the longevity products correctly, they're going to change their lives. So it's a pleasure to communicate with people. And by the way, we love receiving emails, and we respond to all our emails.
Through the website.
Health at CriticalHealthNews.com. And let me just say this real quickly, George. We're talking about water. My friend Joyce texted me, and she said the Chinese recommend not drinking cold water, and that's true.
Lukewarm.
Lukewarm, correct. That's because lukewarm water is calming. Cold water is stimulating.
Shocking.
Exactly. And first thing in the morning, if you drink cold water, your metabolism is going to go up. It's going to be a shock to the system, and you'll get energy. But her point is well taken, that for a calming effect, you want warm water.
But on a 110-degree day, it's not bad.
That's right, because you want to be stimulated.
Let's take some calls. You ready?
Yes.
Let's go to Mike in Houston, Texas. Welcome to the program. Get us started here, Michael. Go ahead.
Hi, George. Hi, Ben. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis back in 1985. And I was able to keep working for NASA. Luckily, I had a cushy desk job. I was able to keep working until 99, and then I had to quit because I've been a paraplegic for 30 years now. And they tell me I'm a quadriplegic now, although I can still use my hands.
Oh, my.
Long story short, I received a burn to my buttocks and the Hurricane Rita evacuation in 2005. And then more recently, after a surgical disaster, replacing my back lifting pump, I also got a pressure wound. And so I had two questions. First of all, is there anything I can do that would stimulate the rebuilding of myelin? Because that's obviously a shortage for me.
Heck yeah.
And secondly, is there anything I can do to stimulate regrowth of skin on my butt?
Well, yeah, there's a whole heck of a lot you could do. The skin is a very rapidly moving system. It's growing all the time. Every 4 to 8 weeks, your skin changes. You have basically new skin every 4 to 8 weeks, new epidermis every 4 to 8 weeks. So the skin is moving very fast, and anytime a system is moving very fast, it's depending on nutrients. It's burning through nutrition very quickly, which is good news because that means as soon as you put something into the system in terms of nutrition, your skin will respond quickly. So the most important things, most important nutrients for the skin are fatty nutrients, particularly Ultimate EFA from Youngevity. In fact, for any skin issue, whether it's slow healing or whether it's eczema or whether it's psoriasis, you focus on essential fatty acids. You know, when they remove essential fatty acids from the diet of animals, immediately, within weeks, or within days, I should say, the animals get scaly, dry skin. So EFAs, the Ultimate EFAs and the Ultimate EFA Plus are an absolute must for any skin issue, including, like you say, an inability to heal or slow healing. And then there's nutrients that are very important for healing. Probably the most important is zinc. The Ultimate Zinc from Youngevity would be a must-have for you. Zinc is actually stored in the skin. In fact, probably 10 or 15% of the zinc in your body is in your skin. And as soon as you cut yourself or you have a wound like a pressure sore, the zinc in your skin, assuming it's there, is mobilized to the ulcer, to the cut, to the abrasion, to the disruption to accelerate healing. And zinc deficiency is one of the most common of all nutritional deficiencies. So get on the Ultimate Zinc. And then the collagen peptides. And there's a new collagen peptide, by the way, that's berry-flavored. Collagen is just ridiculously important for all anti-aging issues, for connective tissue, for the heart. One of the more underappreciated roles, by the way, for collagen is for the cardiovascular system and for the heart. But it's especially obviously important for the skin. That's where most people know about collagen's relevance. So making sure you're getting on the collagen peptides. I like the berry-flavored collagen peptides. And then nothing, including zinc and including EFAs, is more important than the Ultimate C, vitamin C. Get yourself on the Ultimate C as well. You know, scurvy, which is a vitamin C deficiency disease.
That's what happened to a lot of sailors in the 1800s.
Yeah, the limeys, right? You know the story about the limeys?
Yep.
They call them limeys, right? Because they give them limes. But here's something really cool and very interesting about scurvy. Do you know the signs of scurvy, vitamin C deficiency, are very similar to all the signs of aging, including osteoporosis, mm-hmm, and heart disease, and wrinkles and thinning skin, and rapid bruising or lots of bruising in the skin? All of these are signs of aging, and they're also signs of vitamin C deficiency. So getting on the Ultimate C is not only important for healing, but it's also important for connective tissue building and anti-aging. I love the Ultimate C from Youngevity.
Let's go to Liz in Indiana. Welcome to the program. Hi, Liz. Good to have you with us.
Hi, George. Yes, I have a question. My doctor put me on famotidine for acid reflux. Is there anything else besides that I can do?
Yes, there's a heck of a lot you could do. First of all, you want to link your acid reflux to specific foods. And what you're likely to find is processed foods and carbohydrates are going to be associated with the incidence of reflux, particularly if you eat them late at night, if you're a late-night eater. So famotidine is a problem because your body needs that. Your stomach needs acid. Without acid, you can't absorb nutrients. And without acid, you can't activate enzymes, digestive enzymes. So making sure that you're eliminating problem foods, number one, and getting on digestive support supplements. And Jeffy has a new digestive support supplement that I haven't talked a lot about. It's called the Daily Digest, and it comes in little packets, and you take one a day. And you want to consider heartburn or acid reflux to be a digestive health issue. So anything you could do to support the digestive system supplementally, in addition to eliminating problem foods. And when it comes to supporting the digestive system, nothing is more important than good bacteria or probiotics. And I would be getting on the nightly essence probiotics. And then here's something very interesting and ironic. It turns out that acid reflux occurs very often when we're not making enough acid. In other words, deficiencies in stomach acid, which are very common, cause the digestive system to move around a lot. The stomach has to really work harder to break down foods, and the sphincter that connects the esophagus to the stomach becomes loose and flaccid, called the LES, or the lower esophageal sphincter. And people who have acid reflux very commonly have a weakness in that LES, that lower esophageal sphincter area, secondary to or following deficiencies in stomach acid. So ironically and interestingly, acid reflux many times, in fact, some people say most times, is a result of too little stomach acid, and now you take the famotidine and you make even less stomach acid. So you may want to consider using acidifying substances like apple cider vinegar. You know I love apple cider vinegar with meals, George. And then also, Longevity has a really interesting digestive support supplement called the Liver and Gallbladder Health Tincture, which acts, that contains herbs that act to stimulate acid production.
Doc likes that.
What's that?
Doc
likes that one, too?
He likes that.
Yeah, I like that one also. It's called the Liver and Gallbladder Health Tincture, and it's made with adaptogenic herbs that have a stimulating effect on the digestive system. So keep in mind, this is really important, because we assume that when we have acid reflux, and not just we, but the medical model does, that we're making too much acid, and many times, if not most times, it's the exact opposite. We're making too little stomach acid.
We take texts and tweets for pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Tom gets them. And Tom, before we get into that, you had an opportunity tonight, and so did I, to talk to one of our dear listeners, Cornelius White, who rushed himself to the hospital last week. Can you give us an update on how he's doing?
I can. He sounds much better than when I talked to him last week. Things are getting under control. They're taking care of a few more things. They're going to release him probably about a week or so. They're looking to do that. So he's doing okay.
His glucose level was out of sight.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
In fact, Ben, I have a question for you. Our listener, Cornelius, he went in the hospital. His sugar was off the chart. He had diabetic ketoacidosis.
Oh, wow.
It's now in range, so it's doing good. But when your body, what's it doing when your blood sugar's out of whack? Go through for us, if you will. Like when you're eating all this junk that you're not supposed to, what's your body going through to get you to that diabetic stage?
Yeah. Which you can get into a coma or die from.
Yeah, yes. That's a great question. So sugar is a very high-energy compound. Do you ever get a sugar burn? George, I know you like to cook. Do you ever cook cakes or pastries where you use a lot of sugar?
Well, a long time ago, you used to caramelize sugar with a little blowtorch.
Exactly right. Sugar is super high-energy and very sticky. So the combination of being super high-energy and sticky makes it dangerous to the body. For millions of years, the human body did not have a lot of sugar, so it wasn't really a problem. Today, and over the last 200 years, and increasingly over the decades, we've gone from having no sugar to the average American now eating 180 pounds a year of sugar. Can you imagine this, George? 180 pounds a year, that's half a pound a day of sugar. How can this happen? So it's the sugar load is something that the body's not used to. Now, one of the things that happens when we eat sugar is a protective mechanism kicks in, because sugar is very dangerous, very hot, very sticky. So the body will take that sugar out of the blood and stick it into fat cells to store it for a rainy day, so to speak. There's a hormone that's involved in sticking that sugar into the cells, into the fat cells. It's called insulin. And under ordinary circumstances, when we're eating moderate amounts of sugar or reasonable amounts of sugar, the insulin pulls the sugar out, it gets stored in fat, no problem. However, because we're eating so much sugar, insulin can't keep up. This condition where insulin can't keep up is called insulin resistance.
His glucose level was 1,000.
And then what happens is the blood sugar starts to go up, because insulin, the body doesn't listen to insulin anymore. Insulin can't keep up, the body doesn't listen to insulin, the sugar goes up. When the sugar goes up, this creates an emergency situation. If it goes up too high, you go into a diabetic coma. But in the short term, what happens is you end up with this caramelizing effect, just like caramel when you're making candy. You get this caramelizing effect in your blood vessels, especially in the kidneys and the eyes, because the blood vessels in the kidneys and the eyes are so small. So they're very susceptible to damage from this caramelizing effect, this heating effect. And this is why kidney disease is an epidemic. Kidney disease can be laid right on the doorstep of excess out-of-control sugar, likewise blindness, likewise something called neuropathy, which is inflammation in the toes and the fingers and in the extremities. I don't know if you've ever heard of anybody who's had this. It's absolutely god-awful, this pain, a burning sensation in your extremities. It's also a leading cause of amputation, this elevated sugar. So when the sugar goes up, the body tends to caramelize, or the blood vessels will caramelize. By the way, that condition is called glycation, this caramelization, and it's measured by the hemoglobin A1C test. And this hemoglobin A1C test is a measurement of how fast you're caramelizing. Now, your friend that you're talking about probably was in a condition called diabetic ketoacidosis, and that's when the body has to burn. It doesn't get the glucose it needs for energy. It has to burn fat for energy, and that produces very high amounts of ketones, and that's what causes this ketoacidosis.
He called the show last week, Ben, and I thought he was going to pass out on the phone. So we convinced him, get to the hospital.
You were very smart.
He went that night. He went into the ER, and then a nurse got back to Tom and said that his glucose level was 1,000.
That's not ketoacidosis. That's elevated blood sugar. That's a little bit different. Ketoacidosis is when the body starts burning fat really, really rapidly, and then you go into ketoacidosis. But if he's having a sugar emergency like that, that can...
Tom said he also had that, too.
He also had ketoacidosis. Yeah. That's more common, is this ketoacidosis condition, and it is a serious, serious problem. By the way, that's not the ketogenic diet. You know, a lot of people are confused by ketoacidosis and ketogenesis and the ketogenic diet. Ketoacidosis is an emergency condition. The ketogenic diet is absolutely the finest and healthiest way that we can eat.
Is that Atkins?
No. It's not Atkins. Atkins is the paleo diet. Atkins was on the right track, though. I will say that. Atkins understood that the real problem was
carbohydrates. Because he knew about ketos.
What's that?
He knew about the ketos.
Yes, he was on the right track, but he was into eating bacon and high-fat foods, hamburgers.
Yes.
And that's kind of a problem. People don't realize this, George. Protein gets turned into sugar. So if you're trying to keep your sugar down, if you're diabetic, for example, you're trying to lose weight, and you go with eating a lot of protein, what can happen is that protein is going to get converted into sugar, and you're going to end up with the same problem. In fact, there's only three basic reasons why our blood sugar goes up. We eat a lot of sugar, we're eating a lot of protein, or we're under a lot of duress. Cortisol or stress hormone will also cause your blood sugar to go up. So anybody out there who's a diabetic and wants to control it, let me tell you something. It's easy, easy with a capital E, to control your blood sugar. First of all, you don't eat the sugar, and you reduce the protein. And second of all, or you don't eat as much protein, still need to have protein for sure. And second of all, you get yourself on a nutritional supplement program like the Sweeties from Youngevity, which is incredibly important with chromium and vanadium. You make sure you're using something called alpha-lipoic acid, which I absolutely love. It's in the Ultimate Cardio on the Go supplement pack. And then we talked about water earlier. Water is one of the all-time great ways to dilute your blood sugar.
Absolutely. Hold on, Ben. We're at the top of the hour. We're going to come back and take another hour of phone calls with you. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, criticalhealthnews.com. And again, that number to call for assistance, not to get on the show, 1-855-949-7234.